the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Missouri State University will present the 14th Annual Electronic Arts Student Showcase at 6 p.m. Monday, May 13th in the Plaster Student Union Theater. I'm Andrea Mostyn. Joining me today are Mark Biggs, Department Head of Media, Journalism, and Film, and students Sam Genezer and Brett Hoy. Mark, could you tell me about the Electronic Arts program?
The Electronic Arts program is an interdisciplinary collaborative program that began almost 15 years ago. It is actually one of the two or three programs that are housed in the College of Arts and Letters at Missouri State University, which means that it doesn't belong to a specific department. So faculty and students come from media, journalism, and film. They come from art and design, and they come from music. It brings together really fantastically gifted students who will work in an interdisciplinary and collaborative environment throughout the program, culminating in this year-long senior thesis project. May 13th at 6:30 p.m. in the Plaster Student Union Theater, we'll host our 14th annual Electronic Arts Student Showcase. At those showcases, we typically feature the work of the senior thesis class, but we'll also see some samples from the Art 300 class, collaboration across the electronic arts, and a few sound design examples that come out of other areas of the program. I'm here with co-directors of a really wonderful documentary film called Dither the DIY Sound. Brett Hoy is here. He's a junior in the electronic arts program, and Sam Genezer is here. He is a senior in the program. Sam is an audio study student, while Brett is a video study student. The work that they've done on this documentary project is really pretty remarkable. They've gone all over the country, including to New York and Washington, D.C., and Chicago and parts unknown, to film bands and to interview people who are really seminal game changers, if you will, in the do-it-yourself audio market.
Sam, could you give me an overview of your film?
Dither is a documentary on the do-it-yourself ethic and independent music, and essentially what we're trying to observe in it is the subculture of like local music networks and how they connect with each other, and really we're observing the community that sort of builds around these subcultures and the groups of people involved in them.
Brett, could you tell me about the do-it-yourself movement?
DIY is basically a music movement that's always been there. It's always been the subculture, and it's been called punk, it's been called blues, it's been called a variety of things, but it's always been kind of a stage where ideas trump profit.
Sam, what was your favorite part of this project?
The production of it before we started editing, that was really the fun part, getting to travel all over the country and really just getting to make a lot of new friends. I suppose the most fun part was the parts that were off camera, though, just the interactions we had with different people we got to interview when, you know, you're not on the spot. I think maybe one of my favorite parts was when we were in St. Louis and we were interviewing a band called Anodes, and their practice space was in the old Limp Brewery, and it's supposedly haunted, and they had just a plethora of stories and got really creepy, but it was a memorable part of the trip for sure.
Brett, if someone watches your project, what do you hope they'll take away from it?
I hope that someone who watches Dither the DIY Sound will be kind of empowered to not only create things themselves, but to have their work shown at a local level and realize the importance of that, of not only to themselves, of being an artist themselves and showing that to other people around them, but how just doing it themselves can empower other people to do it themselves too, and what that really means at a even national level, but most importantly at a local community level.
So come on down to the 14th Annual Electronic Arts Student Showcase. Not only will you have a chance to see Dither the DIY Sound, you'll also have a chance to see a couple of short films, My Daughter's Dragon and At the Top of My Lungs, which is a musical. And there will be a mobile game that will be screening called Orion City, as well as an interactive new media project that was designed for the Discovery Center here in Springfield called Worldwise.
The Electronic Arts Student Showcase is 6:30 p.m. May 13th in the Plaster Student Union Theater. This is Andrea Mostyn for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.